Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brops ponders her one big gardening failure of the year, garlic, and asks advice from a knowledgeable neighbor in this latest edition of In My Backyard.
The best garlic I've ever had was bought from my friend Karen years ago at the farmer's market in Urbana, Illinois. I didn't grow up with garlic in the kitchen. I didn't really understand until I was in my 20s that it actually grew in the ground, that its native form wasn't powdered and in a jar, and that it is to be fated and not feared. Last fall, Karen gave me a wonderful gift, a brown paper bag loaded with garlic, which she no longer sold at the market but continued to grow in her home garden an hour north of town. I'd been thinking for years that I would plant my own someday, but I was intimidated. Garlic was, I heard, finicky, and here I was suddenly entrusted with these gorgeous cloves of garlic from Karen. Great. What if I planted them and had garlic failure? It would be a terrible waste. You can do whatever you want with these, she said. I thought for a couple of seconds about just taking them home and roasting them with a chicken, but I went home and cleared a garden bed instead. I pulled the spent summer vegetable plants and worked in some compost, and on a sunny and cool October day, I planted single cloves of garlic in neat little rows, and then I waited. Visions of mostly homegrown pesto danced in my head all winter long. It was not a success. Many cloves didn't come up, and what did was weak and spindly. The wild garlic that had somehow found its way into another part of my yard was more robust. I was really bummed. I knew I had done something wrong. I needed a garlic-growing pep talk before trying for 2014. I contacted Zach Grant, manager of the Sustainable Student Farm on the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign campus. He also happens to be my friend and neighbor and now personal garlic-growing cheerleader. He came by for a quick consultation. So, I asked after we sat down, did I plant it at the wrong time? Was mid to late October too early?
I see some growers, I think, you might be seeing Facebook posts from like Collins at Prairie Earth or something, like garlic planting party, probably maybe like next week or the week after. But we generally don't get ours. We've had success getting in as late as like the first week of November and still getting really good yields and crops the following summer.
Nope, that wasn't it. But then...
The other crucial thing about planting garlic in the fall is that you need to make sure that you have a nice, really thick 3 to 4 inch layer of mulch over the top of the area that you're planting.
Bingo. Instead of mulching immediately, I procrastinated, and when I finally did mulch, it was just a paltry, half-hearted couple of inches of straw. The cloves got wet and cold and basically gave up the ghost. They had needed more from me, and I hadn't provided. I felt guilty and not a little sad about all the pestos that would be made without homegrown garlic. Zach and I walked through the yard to make sure my chosen location for garlic wasn't also part of the problem.
So here we are. We're in my yard. Mm-hmm. And this is where, I know it doesn't look like this is where the garlic lived, but it was.
Uh-huh.
And then I planted some other things like for, you know, like later season lettuce and things like that. So should I not plant in this bed again? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, maybe move it around. You mix it up a little bit. If you don't have... some of the disease problems that would affect the alien family, you could plant it again on the same year if you're limited with space. I mean, but you have a big enough garden where you can actually do some rotation in different spots.
Thanks to Zach, my friend Kathy, and the best cloves from the offspring of Karen's gift garlic, I have enough to try again for next year. One of these cool, clear days, I'll be pulling spent plants, working in compost, and planting. And you can bet I'll be mulching the ever-loving heck out of it right away. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Brults.